Good morning and welcome everybody to our Tuesday morning radio show. We have a great show lined up for you. Kathy Houston sitting in for Melinda, and a whole different crew is here today. What's up with that?
Hey, where did everyone go?
They're on the road.
We're the second string?
They're on the run.
We're the B-team. We're the B-team, but we're going to knock it out of the park, right, CJ?
Of course.
So here with us is CJ Mitica. He's the fashionable editor of Wearables Magazine. Welcome aboard, CJ.
Thank you for that adjective. It's very, very much appreciated.
You're welcome. And then we have Advantage's own Jen Vishnevsky, who told us this morning she doesn't know how to wear a wrap dress.
Yeah, I don't like confusing clothing. That's my article for December Advantages.
And then Michael Kelly, he's our man from marketing. What's your exact title these days, Michael?
Oh, I am the fashionable copywriter.
Yes,
no,
you are.
I just added the first part.
Agreed.
I write nothing about fashion, at least.
I think we'd all agree you're fashion forward.
Thank you.
I was fishing. And then we have Joan Chaykin, everyone's favorite managing editor. Everyone's. Even though Melinda always says it's Joe, but we all know the truth.
It's somewhat frumpy.
No, that is not uplifting.
Not
this is morning radio.
You are not frumpy.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have Mina on the soundboard. Hi, Mina. Any
sounds? Yeah, baby.
There you go. And, of course, Vinny Driscoll, the handsome Vinny Driscoll, will be taking your phone call. So call us in with any holiday promotions you've seen or are currently working on or any of your questions at 215-953-4979. But first, Jen's going to give us a lineup of today's topics.
All right. Well, we'll be fielding your calls about best holiday promotions that you've seen and worked on. We're also going to bring you some lessons learned from video games. Joan's got 10 words to cut from your writing. I'll talk about the apps that people check first thing in the morning, and we all do. Mm-hmm. I'll also bring you some of tips on how smiling can boost your career, and then if we have some time, we'll bring you our favorite things.
Thank you, Jen. Right now on line four, we have our favorite product safety expert, Leighton Lee, with his Product Safety Minute. Good morning, Leighton.
Good morning, everyone. Boy, I'm hearing new voices this morning.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
It is refreshing in a way, but, you know, I was starting to worry about us turning into the product fashion minute here.
I'm sure you're looking very fashionable this morning, Leighton.
Yeah, well, every day my getup is basically golf shirt and jeans, so I look like I walked off a Caddyshack, but...
Nothing wrong
with
that.
All right, Product Safety Minute. We're going to talk a little bit about holiday items, not so much a specific item, but because the holidays are coming up, we need to be mindful of labeling concerns because at this time of year, food is a big item. Personal care and health and beauty items are also big, too. So when it comes to labeling, we have to be very, very careful. Because there are a number of lawsuits that have been filed in the last few years, all about labeling, mislabeling, inadequate labeling of these items, and specifically in the organic or all-natural categories. Companies are getting nailed left and right for millions and millions of dollars of penalties and fines for mislabeling. So when we're thinking about food, personal care, and health and beauty products, and your product is purportedly to be all natural or organic, then we have to be very, very careful. Manufacturers such as suppliers like my company and others and distributors have to be very, very mindful of the label laws. Check with your suppliers and your factories to ensure that the labels are indeed accurate. Know the product so that all the ingredients and components and chemicals that are in it are properly labeled and are not misleading. So that is our Fashion Plate Product Safety Minute of the day. And have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your chilly weather back in Pennsylvania.
Well, thanks for rubbing it in, Lee. And you go get back on the golf course.
I wish.
Oh, that FDA all right. Will care. Get you.
Thanks a lot. Time. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so as I said before, you can call in with your questions about holiday promotions or let us know about some really unique and fun holiday promotions you're currently working on. Our phone number is 215-953-4979. And if you call us, you will get, Joe Haley's not here to tell you, but you'll get a ASI Radio prize pack featuring our faces on fans. I don't know why anybody would want that. But you're also getting some cool travel mugs from ETS Express, and also a $25 Visa gift card. So not too shabby.
Wow, we upped the ante since last time I was on the show.
That's right. Yeah, we're getting big around
You're
here.
Getting stuff too.
So, Vinny, I hear our own Joe Haley is calling from the road somewhere. We don't know where. On line three. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Where are you?
I am at the wrong gate at the SeaTac Airport.
And you sound thrilled after your 8 days on the road.
I'm a little tired. But.
Well, tell me, who is most annoying, Melinda or Andy, as a roadmate?
Well, you know, if you spend any amount of time with the both of them, you know that it's a pretty dead even heat there with who's more annoying. So, you know, so it's hard to come up with a winner. They both win in that category.
Okay. Well, that's a who? What?
Who parks?
Oh, who parks the best, Joan wants to know.
Oh, that would be me. That would be me. Andy could not park to save his life. He thinks that lines are meant to be ridden over. He doesn't need to go in straight. He does whatever he wants.
Well, that's our Andy. So anyway, he's a rebel. But what was the most fun thing you did on the road at the companies you visited?
Well, you know, we visited a lot of great companies. There's definitely a high level of energy with the people we saw there. They all want to be there. It's very collaborative. You know, there's very similar themes throughout all the companies. But some of the fun things we did, we stood on this bridge in Austin, Texas, and at dusk, about a million bats come out from underneath this bridge, and they go off on a nightly feeding, and it was pretty cool looking. And there were so many bats, there were these huge black clouds in the sky.
Wow.
What?
We saw some cool music and some cool things down in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
What were you smoking, Joe?
Nothing. But we did miss our exit. Melinda wanted to see the world's largest wind chime, but unfortunately, we missed out on that. But
that is a shame. That's a shame. And what was the best motel or hotel you stayed at?
Oh God, we stayed at this place in Dallas called the Warwick. It was really nice, very posh. The best bed had one of those pillow top, you know, mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best night's sleep I had.
And you deserve nothing less than posh, Joe. So anything.
I know.
What time are you expected to get home tonight?
We're supposed to get into Philly about 4:43, and hopefully we got a little bit of a tailwind and we can get in a little earlier because I want to go sleep on my own bed tonight.
Yeah,
I'll make some phone calls.
Yeah, Michael's on that. So thanks for calling in, Joe, and we'll see you in the office soon, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be in. Maybe tomorrow, if not on Thursday. But don't forget to leave my prize pack on my desk. I hope I get
pack. That's right. You called in. Okay. All right, Joe. We'll see. Have a good flight.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Is that it? Can I call from the table?
No, you can't.
No.
It's against the rules. Not while you're right here.
Oh.
All right. So we're going to go to line five, where Stanley, our favorite caller, is calling from California. Hi, Stanley. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. What's your question or your insights on holiday promotions?
Well, my two favorite promotions that this is going to be the third year that I'm bringing them back for some new clients and from repeating clients. One of them is just a simple box. It's a box with a sliding lid that fits a wine bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the shavings are made of actual wood shavings. And so not only can they put whatever bottle of wine they want in there, and their logo is branded on the sliding top, but I've had them afterwards, they put in, you know, two glasses, they've added different, you know, stationery and sent them out, so it's a really useful product. And then the other favorite one that I have was last year, a music company, we did one of those huge, ridiculously large cups, actually the 2 years in a row. One was a bowl, like an ice cream bowl that was actually a cup, 24-ounce coffee cup, and the other one's a 20-ounce from ETSE, a big vertical, just like straight-walled coffee cup, like just a huge coffee cup. And we have them put in individual boxes, and they stuff them with candy, and they send them out individually to all the offices around the country. And although the shipping cost, you know, is not the least expensive, but my client who was poo-pooing the idea for a long, long time told me this year he went to New York to visit one of his clients who had that mug on his desk, so he was, you know, showed that it really worked because, you know, the idea was just it worked with what they did. So effective, good, and you know, repeat it this year.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your great ideas, Stanley. Hang on the line, and Vinny will get your information.
I love booze and candy.
Who doesn't?
Just go on record.
I would say everybody at this table.
Both of those things appear in my family's crest.
All right, moving on. We're on line two with Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Good. You're a repeat caller too, aren't you?
I am. Yes. Well, I'm not that hurt that Stanley is your favorite caller.
I'm sorry, Frank. You're quickly becoming, you know, straight up there.
Now I think you're just trying to butter me up. No, that's all right. Listen, I don't have a story. I don't have a success story for you, but I do have a question for you. I have a client who wants to do a quote unquote fun holiday promotion for their customers. I don't feel I'm very good at fun things. So, it's not what I do. So maybe you can give me some ideas of something that's particularly fun, but yet holiday appropriate.
Well, I'm sure your friends would disagree that you're not fun there.
No,
Frank. Jen, didn't you write something about like a s'mores?
Yeah, I think interactive is key here. So you really want to do something that's like a kit. We've seen some like s'mores kits, some snowman kits where, you know, the recipient builds their own snowman. But another thing that I saw pretty recently that I thought was pretty cool, a distributor put together an imprinted tumbler. It had like Santa's sleigh in the bottom, and then they put a card and some cookies in, and then encouraged the recipient to start a milk and cookies tradition. So I think that's really cute too, and it's fun and memorable. So I think just try to give people something to do with your holiday promos. And
yeah, those
key.
Are great ideas.
Yeah, I like that. That's almost as good as the booze and candy idea.
Almost.
There you go, almost, right. Okay, so stay on the line, Frank, and Vinny will get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. On line three, we have Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a quick question. I have a client that needs help with the holiday party, so I was wondering if you guys could give me any ideas, and also if I should offer to help at the event itself, too.
Oh, I think absolutely. Always help to offer at events. It makes you a value-added supplier, not just a seller of promotional products. So that's a no-brainer. Actually, we have some input on our Facebook site that I think could address your quest for ideas. David Garthwaite says, we reworked our logo into a holiday theme and then printed it on red drawstring bags. They filled the bag with their self-promo products and food goodies, and it was a big hit with all the clients. So you could do the same type of goodie bag for your clients and buyers that are at their party, or even for their employees.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And I like I said, I think the helping out with the events is a no-brainer. Right, CJ?
Yeah.
Can you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, especially you want to, you know, you just if you're going to be creative, come up with the idea, you know, and then you definitely want to, you know, be there on site. It all depends on what you're offering, especially if there's a lot of product that might need to be sorted, you know, whether it's gift bags or maybe specific sizes if it's apparel. So being there to help out, that those are the sorts of things that your client will remember you for later on.
Absolutely. Okay. Hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
I'll say booze and candy could really have solved all of these issues.
That's Michael's answer.
Booze and candy for the win. That's right. I have a one-track mind. It's fine.
Did you want to?
Yeah, I was just saying, I read about a holiday party. You know, you heard Christmas in July, but they do a July and the winter type of thing. So you have like a beach theme.
Oh, that's cool.
And you see lots of logo products, balls, you know, fun drinks and logo drinkware. And
yeah, it doesn't just have to be like a holiday
right.
theme. You can, you know, just be, if the party occurs around the holidays, feel free to be creative and come up with whatever theme you want.
Have a theme so you have so many, and you can have so many different products that can be incorporated into the whole party.
Absolutely. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention from Facebook is, a couple more things. Eric Campbell, I think this is a great idea. He says, for many years, they've held a holiday open house targeted at corporate buyers. So they present it earlier in the season, and each example has a stack of takeaway information sheets in case the attendee has to present to their boss. But for all attendees who place their orders on the spot, they give an additional discount. And by holding the open house early in the season, they get the traditionally late ordering buyers to think about and order earlier. And they get the early birds to place their orders immediately. So there's less rush in the final weeks before the holidays. I think that's a great idea, holding a on-site holiday open house, and even serve some, you know, wine and candy.
Michael. Keep it going.
Exactly. And then Jennifer Valensky-Moyer has a question. What is the best way to thank several employees within a single company who all do purchasing for different departments? I'd say food baskets are, you know, you can't go wrong with food baskets. Does anybody else have any other ideas?
Apparel, too. I mean, it's getting colder. And, I mean, I know every year I'll go and look for something. Like, you know, nothing's the same as it was last winter. So, you know, fleece pullovers, blankets, stuff like that. Especially blankets. Those are you can never have too many of those, especially if you're in the Mid-Atlantic or the Northeast.
You know, like, blankets are a great idea. And, you know, I mean, no matter where you are, you
or
use
even
a blanket
practical
at some
things
place.
Like flashlights or tech, you know, flash drives, whatever.
Flash drives, yeah, they're big. CJ? Any ideas?
Booze and candy. Booze and candy for the win, please.
And then one more question we'll pose. Judy Brown says she'd love to hear about successful holiday food or chocolate promotion. She's wanted to suggest food or chocolate to some clients, but she's been reluctant to because of the perishable nature. But I just did in the end of September, a webinar with Esther Chocolate and a distributor, and it was called Sweeten Your Fourth Quarter Sales with Food Promos. And they had lots of great ideas for ways you could incorporate chocolate and food promotions into gifts. And they talk about the perishability of the gifts and things that you have to keep in mind. So you should go online, our education center, and check that out.
I don't really think the perishability is like a concern, because people will either eat it right away, give it to someone else, or if it's chocolate or dried fruit, it's going to last a while anyway.
That's true. And if you're like our department, I mean,
it doesn't last.
Every time we get we're savage.
Just
about
put
it
out on the table in your office, and that like will be gone, like as if elves.
It's like, where did those 3 dozen cookies go?
Another one, too, to bring it back to interactive gifts, too, is sometimes they'll sell kits where you have all the dry ingredients to make cookies. Where all you have to do is add milk and eggs, and
that's true.
You know, if you are culinarily challenged, I'm a copywriter. I can make up words. I can do that. You can hyphen anything, almost anything. But I digress. No, it's a great gift. I've received those. You can also do soups. Lentil soup and all kinds of stuff
or
like that.
Or seasonal teas and
yeah, and those can sit like forever. Yeah. And never go bad. So if you want
to upsell them with a coffee
lovers,
mug.
Not a chocoholic, because I hate that word.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, there's no such thing as chocohol. when you find chocohol, we'll find chocoholics. But until that day comes.
That's a really good point, Michael.
Chocolmania.
Chocolmania. I like that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. Well, obviously
you've done this before.
All right. So if you want to call in, you can still call. We have time available to 1-595-34979. And thanks for all our callers and Facebook posters today. When we return, CJ is going to give us some myths versus truth from his October issue of Wearables. But first, here's a commercial from our sponsor, ASI Computers.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
All right. I guess we're back, right, Mina? So, CJ, give us some myths versus truths.
So, in our October issue for Wearables, we had a Mythbusters feature article, and we examined three big sales myths and sort of how you can, you know, overcome them and sort of recognize, you know, what, you know, why they aren't true. So the first myth, and this is probably the biggest one, is that buyers only care about the lowest price. You know, it's something that we hear constantly from distributors, and maybe that's true if you're just sort of offering products and not doing anything else. But you know, if you're a distributor, really differentiate yourself in terms of offering creative services, unique ideas, fast turnarounds, all those things that. You know, that'll basically distinguish yourself from the other distributors. Then you don't have to worry just, you know, competing on price alone. Mm-hmm. The second one is people believe that cold calling is dead, and so, and obviously there's a lot of distributors who get to you know, referrals and word of mouth and successful. But you know, cold calling itself can be very successful if you dedicate your time to it and do it properly. And then the last one is that the idea that, you know, just get on social media and your sales are just going to explode, which is just, you know, not true. I mean, yeah, obviously there's some great potential in social media, but you have to leverage it by just making connections, being engaging, you know, putting out good content, all those different things. So people will look to you and then maybe connect with you on social media, then maybe that can lead to a sale.
Thank you, CJ. Obviously, we all could handle the truth, right? Michael, you have an interesting topic, lessons learned from video games. So
do
enlighten
I
us.
Ever. turns out, Mom, that video games can actually help you in life.
But I'm not bitter.
Wait, no. Video games actually are more beneficial than one may realize. It can help teach important things like, you know, determination, how nothing is too big to handle. Because a lot of times I played video games a lot as a kid. a lot. I'm wearing glasses if you can't tell on camera. And sometimes you would just play something over and over and over again, and it just wouldn't happen. You'd be frustrated. Controllers are flying. But it just goes to show that if you just keep trying, you know, eventually you'll make it past that goal. And, you know, in anything, that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. Teamwork, especially now because a lot of games are, most games, I think, are online. And you look for help for others, and some things you can't complete without another person. And I think that's also a very true thing in business and in life. Life lessons here today. Big stuff. Confrontation. A lot of people really aren't great with confrontation. And, you know, even if it's just something as simple as, hey, you know, this little tiny thing or whatever. And video games can also help you not only rise to that challenge, but be ready for it when it also happens to you. Because you get attacked in video games, it turns out. They are not all The Sims. being prepared, like making sure you have what you need. And the article also literally cites Call of Duty, and that one you definitely, if you don't have what you need,
Forget it.
Just turn it off. Just read a book. No. we are not advocating reading today. It is about video games.
And booze and chocolate.
And booze and chocolate. That's it. That's the trifecta right there. But no, you know, pick up a game once in a while, and sometimes even just that simple goal completion can even just build your self-esteem a little bit.
So the bottom line, everybody play more Grand Theft Auto,
yeah.
And you'll be better in
Stop
life.
Stop going outside. Put
That's
the book
right.
down.
Okay.
Nice.
Get the Xbox
Good
out.
Lessons for our kids
yeah.
today.
All right,
so we have another caller on line 5. It's Ray McKee. He's always so enthusiastic. We love him. So, hello, Ray.
Well, good morning to you. This is the wild and wacky Ray McKee from the city of Roanoke, Virginia, calling on behalf of Star Spangled Specialties with a fantastic idea to help super energize your fourth quarter sales and plant seeds for greater springtime sales season.
I would highly
recommend for those distributors that are listening to this outstandingly great program, I would strongly suggest, rather than putting out season cards or holiday Christmas cards, to put out a card about a week and a half, 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and include in that personal card one of those Vitronic sticky-back calendars with your contact information on it, and segue into the holiday season saying, during this time of Thanksgiving, I just felt compelled to write you a little letter saying how thankful I've been over this past year and haven't had the opportunity to serve you. Enclosed is just a token of my appreciation and a reminder of all that we can continue to do for you in not only this upcoming season, but the seasons to come. And this way you've got something out there for 365-plus days that's advertising and promoting your business. It's very inexpensive. It's very cheap. And on the front, I've got a picture of myself, which is just absolutely cute as can be, a whole bunch of words that say thank you in a variety of languages, including sheshe from Chinese, gracias, mercy, and danke. So it's just, it's very intriguing, and it's something that people really appreciate.
Well, that's an excellent idea, Ray. I couldn't agree with you more. Calendars are definitely a great way to go, 365 days a year, as you said, and always with your cute self on the front should, you know, boost sales even further. So thanks for calling in again. I don't know what you're going to do with all these hand fans, but stay on the phone and Vinny will take your information.
If I was to tell you what I did with them, you wouldn't believe it. I took the little paddle off, the little stick, I stuck them up in my bathroom. People walk in and they go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is that?
Does the FCC listen to this? Do we need to be worried?
I think
well,
we're
you
okay.
all have a great holiday season, and thank you very much.
You too. Keep calling in, Ray. Thank you.
Tis the
Bye-bye.
Season.
All right. So, Joni, you're going to let us know 10 words to cut from our writing.
Uh-uh. Yes. If you have a newsletter or you're writing an article, a blog, whatever, and you're – you know, want to be a little too verbose, well, don't do it. Keep it short and sweet. And here are some words that you want to cut. Just, really, very. These are all words. These are filler words. And they really weaken your writing. You know, you have to think, like, if a rock is hard, if I say rock's really hard, will that improve your message? And the answer is no. So you don't really need it. Just keep it short and sweet. Perhaps, maybe, quite, you know, do you want your audience to think you're uncertain about what you're saying? So when you use words like maybe or perhaps, it kind of communicates that you're uncertain what you're saying.
She quite likes quite.
Scratch that one. Forget it.
Leave that one. literally. You know, people, my daughter says this all the time. I literally just fell off my chair.
Oh, so, that drives me nuts.
So push her off the chair next time.
That's right up there with the and I and me and when to and when to not use it.
They use it for everything, even if it's not really.
Yeah,
literal.
I'm like, that's literally wrong.
Metaphorically and mentally and everything else. Stuff. Don't you, you know, unless you're aiming at an informality, don't use the word stuff. It's casual, it's generic, and it usually stands in for something better. Things. You know, when you use the word things to avoid a clearer, more specific word, be specific. Just say, instead of saying 10 things, say 10 books I read or 10 strategies or, you know, just make it specific. So, and got. This is number 10. I've got to go. I got a ball. I got up this morning. It's okay for a conversation, but when you're writing, got misses a valuable opportunity. It's a lazy word. So look for a more clear, more descriptive language. I promised I'd leave by 9. I picked up a ball. I woke up today at 9, whatever. So just specific, short, sweet, concise.
Okay, so great tips from our favorite managing editor. okay, so we all check apps in the morning, right? First thing when we wake up, I checked my horoscope this morning like I always do. It's going to be a great day. You'll be happy to know.
What's your sign, Kathy?
Aries.
Oh.
Yes, fire sign. So, Jen, what are the top apps people check?
Well, first I want to kind of throw this out there. What percentage do you think actually check their apps first thing upon waking?
Ooh, I'm going to say 65.
Okay, next.
80.
70.
It's really that high. I was 40%, 35%.
Okay, Kathy's the closest. 84%, which is amazing that's the first thing you reach for when you wake up. Top app, obviously, email. 67% check that, followed by weather. I thought social media would be number one, but it's actually third. And then people care about the news. 35% check that first. So I think it's pretty interesting. I check email first, so I fall into that 67%.
Well, let's go around the table. What do you check, Michael, first?
I just turn off my alarm. I'm very hypermediated, and I'll fullingly admit that. Like,
you play Call of Duty when you first wake up.
I play Call of Duty. I'm like, I have my priorities straight. I don't know about the rest of you. I'm team building. No, I try not to do that. In fact, I'm consciously more, especially because, I mean, I used to be a BlackBerry junkie, and, like, I've just been a phone gadget dude, like, as long as, like, I had one in my hand. And now I try to exercise more time away from it because I realize I can be one of those people that walks around staring at their phone.
That's me. CJ?
I leave my phone downstairs, but when I do go downstairs, email's the first thing I check.
Well, when your kids live outside your house, you'll always have your phone by you. Trust me.
Yes.
What about you, Joe?
See, I mean, my generation, I have to remind myself to check my email. But now my daughter is away a lot in the evening, so I do keep it by, you know, I do check, make sure she hasn't messaged me to say, you know,
that's right,
something horrible happens.
Okay. I do make sure the cats text, you know, just to make sure they're okay.
All right, and on that note, we're going to wrap up this crazy show with our guest host's favorite thing. So let's start with Joan.
Oh, I love this syringe-shaped gel highlighter. I don't like needles, but I love gel. I love those gel. I just like the consistency of it. It's from Target line, ASI 90640.
Okay, CJ?
So on the subject of smartphones, especially now in the winter, like, you have to take off your gloves, use your phone, and it's freezing out. But there's now a lot more gloves come out that actually work with the smartphone. And there's a new one from Sanmar, their Spectator gloves. It's ASI 84863.
Very good. Michael?
I also chose gloves, but in a different sense. These are the Light Up Rockstar gloves, and it's from Brighter Promotions, ASI 42016. I actually have a pair that were given to me last year. Yeah, I know, right? They're really cool. They look they're black gloves. The ones that I have are black, and they have white tips, and then you push a button that's inside, and they light up. And these are great for anything. Like, they're fun for kids and kids at heart, as well as just special events or even your outdoor crew. If you have people outside, like park and valet, you know, may as well make, you know, winter's coming, everybody.
That's cool. Great. Jen?
My item is always something wedding related. because that's what's on my brain. Right now I have a pair of Crystal Wedding Heirloom Flutes, which I think are great to toast a couple. You can also use them for wedding planners, bridal showers, and they're from Indigo ASI 62560.
Very great ideas, and these will all be on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Just click on the favorite products page. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up, but don't fret because you can tune in tomorrow when we'll be broadcasting during the ASI Virtual Trade Show at 10:30 again. So tune in, and then we'll see you next week after that. Bye.
Bye.